Hi, everyone. My name's Carl. I'm an addict. And I believe my topic is the importance of service work. And when I got this topic, I started reflecting, like, where I'm at today with it. But then I realized, like, it's really important for, like, new members to realize, like, how important service work is. So I really believe from my experience, and I'm just going to speak from my experience and not from my opinion, although I'll have to be careful because I get opinionated sometimes. I can only go by my experience, and when I first started coming around, well, let's just say this. When I first got clean, I got clean in the other fellowship. And the sponsor I had from the other fellowship saw something in me, and she had to check me real quick because I think she really realized that I had no humility and that I was very egotistical, and I loved attention. So how she approached service with me was, you are to go to meetings and you are to work on yourself through step work. She really could see in me that I was probably going to be one of those ones that would show up, get the first step, and go straight to 12 without no work in between. So she said, you know, you're going to work on yourself. And I really believe that, like, for myself, I had to, like, work steps. And I'm talking about, like, not just reading them, but reading them and writing on it and digging inside and finding out about myself. And then, like, sharing it with my sponsor at the time. And what I found out was, like, there was a lot of things that I was suffering from. And one of them was rejection. I had such great fear of being rejected. And I had abandonment issues. And the biggest thing for me was, like, I had no self-esteem. And I had no self-acceptance. So there were, like, a lot of principles that I had to learn before I could start, like, getting into service work. And so, you know, I did that for a couple years. Well, like, I would show up, and I really didn't realize, like showing up early, because, like, my self-centeredness was, like, I didn't want to use, so I would show up at a meeting early, and I would beat the coffee guy. And then I would be, like, up his butt, like, how do we do this? I don't know how to make coffee. And he showed me how to make coffee. And then I would, like, hang out and talk to other people because I craved attention. I was one of them ones that, you know, and I say this, I was, like, attention-seeking whore. Like, I wanted attention constantly, you know. And so I would show up and do these things. And it was so self-centered and selfish at the time, but then I realized, like, there's a service in that, you know. So when I came to NA, I got, you know, and I really believe, like, my higher power is looking out for me. I got another female. She was she was in NA, and she was, you know, and I wanted to get sponsored, and I wanted to work the Narcotics Anonymous steps. You know, and she got me involved right away, and we started writing and working. And so I started showing up in meetings, and I don't know, I would just watch her and how she conducted herself and how she would show up at her home group, and I would walk in, you know, being outside and smoking cigarettes and cutting up with people and then going in the meeting. And in my mind, I didn't realize, like, there's certain people who are, like, setting an atmosphere of recovery, you know, and they're providing a safe place for the message of Narcotics Anonymous to be sent and to be carried to each one of us. And so, like, I would walk in and I would see her standing at the door, and she would hug me, And, you know, of course, I thought it was all about me. You know, so she was standing there to greet me and to talk to me. But, like, she said, I'll talk to you after the meeting. So, like, it was her kind way of, like, moving me into the meeting, you know, so she could, like, greet other people. So that was my first, like, introduction to, like, service work. Like, showing up at the door and hugging people and greeting people and bringing them in. And I know for myself, like, I know how important that is. Like, when I'm out of my area or I'm going out of state and I'm going into a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, I still suffer from, like, you know, that self-centered fear of, like, oh, my God, I don't know anyone here. How am I going to do this? I'm really self-conscious. I don't really want to talk to people. And then there will be someone at the door giving me a hug. That is service. That was, like, a way of pulling me in and setting an atmosphere of love. You know, and I looked up the definition of service, and it said a favor, and it talked about kindness, and it talked about a helping hand. And we're always talking about that, like when we reach out, that there will be a hand, you know, to help us. You know, and I really believe, like, that's service work here. That's the beginning of it. You know, and so I really, when I was praying about this and I was meditating on it, I really, like, it was just I feel like my higher power, like, telling me, like, you could talk about the different settings of service work, but, like, especially for the newcomer, like, make them feel like they are giving something, that they're not just taking a seat, but they are actually helping with a service, you know. You know, we're always talking about that therapeutic value of one addict helping another, and that's really important to me that I remember that and that I'm here, you know, as a predecessor to, like, help somebody else. But I don't want to ever forget how important the group is and how important our members are, you know. And I look at it like that, the newcomer, and I also look at it as the still sick and suffering addict. Who can be that person with a lot of time? Just because they have a little bit of time doesn't mean that they don't go through struggles. You know, and a couple topics that we've talked about, you know, like, don't use no matter what, and also, like, recovery and relapse, I really believe, like, we are still serving here, even though we don't, you know, take a service position. And I really believe, like, coming into a meeting in a home group, that is a setting of service work and how to learn how to serve and how to practice principles. And I know for myself, and this is my experience, I can't work traditions until I learn how to work steps. I have to learn how to, like, be okay with myself so I can play well with others, so then when I'm in a group setting, then I can, like, see the primary purpose. Because really, when I came in here, the primary purpose is all about me, not about you, you know? So, like, when I saw, like, all the principles that I've learned in the step work, and the 12th step is about selflessness. It's about, like, giving of oneself, not being selfish, you know. And I hear that phrase, it's a selfish program. I really don't believe that. I really believe, like, there was a time that I needed to be selfish. I needed to take care of myself. But for myself, like, if I was constantly serving in the beginning, I would have served my ass right out of these rooms. My ego would have not been able to handle it. And so, like, today, I really believe, like, that kindness and love, that I can learn how to participate and, like, give my experience, you know, without being combative. You know, I really believe in the beginning it would have been really ugly. And so I remember, like, watching my sponsor at the time and her greeting people and how important it was, and she would take time and work steps with me. And I remember the first time that I got a service position in Narcotics Anonymous, and it was funny because I wanted to be a GSR, but I didn't have enough experience, and I talked to her about it, and she said, I know you have a few years clean, but how about, like, having a learning position, and there is such thing as an alternate GSR. And what you would do is you would show up with the GSR to area and sit and, like, listen and watch how everything is being conducted. and pay attention to what's going on and how people are working spiritual principles in that area. Don't get caught up in the hype of that area circus, but like look at the spiritual part of the service work, you know. And I would do that. And I remember the first time I was doing the GSR report, and I held that meeting hostage with a half an hour of announcements, you know, because that's where I was at. Like, I'm not going to lie to you. In the beginning, it was all about the attention. I was just, like I said, I was attention-seeking whore. So while I was sitting there, you were paying attention to me before the meeting started, you know, and the important stuff. But, like, it made me feel important. So, like, when I look at it, I really believe, like, it's not about, like, making fun of someone, how long they're taking with the announcement and that. But it's important to see that they're serving and that they feel a part of. And for me, like, the importance of service work for me and still today is that I'm a part of. And for me to be able to take part in, I got to show up. And it, like, taught me, like, how to be, like, responsible. And it taught me how to be a lady. Like, I don't have to scream to get my point across. I could talk to you in a respectful manner. And I've learned how to, like, disagree and agree that we're going to disagree. But, like, the common theme is that, you know, for myself, that I get to practice principles and that the ultimate authority, that's the key for me, was the ultimate authority was going to be coming out and not my authority. That was another thing, too. Like, I learned a lot about acceptance by working steps and by, like, learning traditions. I learned that the key thing was about unity, and it wasn't just about me. It was about the common of everyone as a whole. And so, like, that was one of my things that I did, and I've, like, served as a GSR a couple times, and it's, like, one of my favorite positions, just because, like, my home group. I think it's just so important to serve the home group, you know, and to be at that door when someone walks in, and for the newcomer, the person who's afraid, the person who looks like they're going to throat punch you when they walk in the door, because that's fear. They're scared, and they have nowhere else to go. So, like, for me, it's like that is, I feel like the greeter is, like, the most important person at the door, because you represent love. You represent acceptance, and you represent kindness. And I think that's so important as a service work, you know. And the thing is, you don't have to have a certain amount of time clean. All you need to do is stand there and smile and hug, you know. And I think that's so important. I know for myself, especially, and here's like the self-serving of it. If I'm having a really bad day or a bad week, standing at the door of a meeting will get me out of myself so quick. I can't feel sorry for myself when I'm helping and greeting someone at the door. I can't get up in my head of how bad my life is or anything if I'm at the door hugging someone. There's an energy that happens in these rooms that are unbelievable, and it's like it's that language of empathy. We don't even have to say anything. We can look at you on your face and we know exactly where you're at, and we're like, come on, you know. And I really believe, like, the biggest thing, too, is, like, service work and in any meeting, treating it like my home, like respecting other home groups, because that's important with unity. And to, like, protect our meeting places. I really believe that, like, helping out and cleaning up and not having to, like, if, say, something's missing back there, instead of, like, looking for someone to fill it, why can't I just ask, I want to help here, what can I do? You know, and that's another thing, too, for me. Service work has taught me how like self-absorbed I am, and also like to ask questions and ask for help without being embarrassed. There's no other place that I felt comfortable other than Narcotics Anonymous is like, help me. I don't know how to do this. I can have like some experience and I can have willingness, but like the best way that I learned anything is by asking questions and asking for help. You know, so I still surrender. I still practice surrender when I'm in a service work position or just showing up at a meeting. And then I've worked in other positions. I've worked on the convention merchandise committee. And my biggest thing for that was, you know, I talked to my sponsor about it a while ago. This was a few years back. And I said, I'm having a hard time, like, meeting new people. And so I was, like, in meditation about this. And I was thinking, like, what better place for me to meet new people and get me, like, throw me out, like, out of my comfort zone than in the merchandise committee. And she's like, I agree. Because, like, I had to go and show up to sell the merchandise to different functions. So then I was going to all these different areas in the region. So it, like, thrust me out of my comfort zone, you know. And then I got to see faces. I got to sit in other committees. And I got to watch like how chair people would like conduct their committee, and it was a learning position. Everything that I've taken, I've learned something from it. As long as I'm practicing open-mindedness, you know, and I'm willing to do like that honesty and the open-mindedness and the willingness. So I get to practice those things, and then I learned by being an RCM, and this is my second time that I'm an RCM, and it's so funny, like, I know what I need to do, but, like, a lot of times, like, policy changes, or maybe a different personality is in front of me from the last time that I served, you know, so I have to remove the personality, whether I really, really love them, and like them, and respect them, or I'm not in agreement with, like, how they, not even, like, what they represent, but, like, maybe I might disagree on some things of how they conduct things, because I'm very opinionated at times. So what I do is it helps me put a principle in front of the personality, you know, and that's tradition, you know, and what I get to do is, like, I can work all the steps and all the traditions, but step 12 and tradition 12 help me, like, in the tradition all the time in a, service work, because, like, I'm constantly having to go into a spiritual place and not defect it up. And I'm not saying that I've never done that before, like, showed up, defected up, and how I know that I'm being defected up, because, like, my favorite defect is anger, and if I'm feeling insecure or I'm scared about something, anger will show, and I've learned that, like, in an area position where I had to chair, and that was really good for me too, because, like, I couldn't put my opinion in there. That was none of my business to do that. No matter how many times I wanted to put my opinion in there, I could not do that. I was always checked, you know. So I would, like, run, you know, by, like, keeping it open and, like, listening and conducting business that way. And it helped me. And I think that time of my recovery, I was going, I was having difficulty with a personality. And I'm not going to be a victim here, but I'm just going to say she did not like me. And in fact, I really believe she hated my guts. And she was a service position, and I was the chair. And I had to, and I was to the point where I didn't even want to show up for area. I wanted to step down. That's how bad it was. And I would talk to my sponsor about it, and she's like, pray and go there, and it's about, like, showing up anyway. It's not about you. It's about your area, you know, and remove that personality out of there. And it's about, like, having integrity and commitment and self-discipline, and it's not about you, you know. And so I would do that. And I was like, and the reward that I got from that was that I learned something about myself, that I do matter, and that I am, when I say I'm going to show up, I'm going to show up. You know, and that's important with service work. It's not about just having willingness. A lot of us, we come out of the gate like, yeah, I'm there. And then after like maybe halfway through the year, we're like, you know what, I got a life, you know, and I got this going on and I got that going on. And I really believe this with all my heart. Like, I have to stick with a commitment. I can't do this half-assed. I didn't do it like that when I got high. So when I'm in recovery, all of a sudden now I'm too busy, you know. And I really believe, like, I cannot do that. And it's about self-discipline. And it's about, like, being a woman of my word. That isn't so important for me today, that when I say that I'm going to do something or I'm going to show up, I need to show up and do that position to the best of my ability. Meaning, like, if I put my recovery first, I'm going to show up. That's bottom line. If I put money, property, prestige, I'm not showing up. And, like, that's not good for my recovery. It's detrimental, you know. And then I learned, like, board of directors. I showed up for that. And I was an ABR for my area at the time. And that was, like, my least favorite because I'm not, like, a business-minded person. But I see that it's important that there are certain people there to conduct business, and it's about, like, policy, and it's about, like, upholding what we need to do, you know. I think it takes a special breed, and I just, like, I could humble myself. I did my time, and not time like it was a jail time, but, like, I did my commitment. I followed through my commitment, even though it made me uncomfortable. Even though I felt like I didn't thrive, I still showed up. And I really believe that with any type of service work, it's about showing up. And it's about, like, doing it to the best of my ability, you know. And I think it builds character. And I really believe all those things that I've learned in service work, it's helped me outside of Narcotics Anonymous. It's helped me in different functions, and especially, like, in school, you know, when I went to school for a little bit of time there, and, like, different things. And I have to watch myself, like, when I'm in a group setting, not to announce my name and that I'm an addict. But what helps me is that I'm a good listener, and I have something to say, and I can learn from other people. And the biggest thing that I've learned through Narcotics Anonymous is, like, how to be social with other people, you know, that maybe it's not anything like me, but, like, figure out what is the common purpose and to show up and help with that common purpose, you know. And I know, like, a lot of other people, their experiences, like, they're in business settings and they're in meetings, and I've learned how, I think the biggest principle that I've learned in any type of, like, service committee is patience. She's like, I need to just sit and listen sometimes and not say anything and pay attention to what's going on. And the biggest thing for me is that I've learned by watching other people how they're practicing principles. I can see when someone feels like they have to, you know, ask another question again, maybe a certain and in another different way, and watch a person conduct themselves and still treat them with respect and try to find a way to help them understand without being shameful to them. And so I've learned a lot of things. And now I'm, like, really excited because, like, the newer thing for me is H&I. I've done it before. But I'm one of those ones that I haven't had any consequences yet. So, like, what better place for me to go into the jail, you know, and to carry a clear message of Narcotics Anonymous in the jail, you know. And I really believe, like, that's my, there's so many of us in jail today or in prisons, and I really believe, like, there's so few of us that can have the opportunity to go in there because we're still on paper or because the charges that we faced were so bad that they will not let us in, you know. So, like, I'm not using that as an excuse or a fear factor of keeping me out of jail, of bringing a message, you know. And I know, like, some people, and I'm going to just say this because I think it's important, that they won't go there because it makes them feel uncomfortable, or, like, I don't have anything to say to someone that's in jail because I wasn't in jail yet, you know. But I think they really know about using. I really don't believe that they know that there's hope about living. And, like, I really believe, like, if Narcotics Anonymous can go to any institution and share hope, then when I really believe, like, when they do get out, I think that is our job to carry the message in the H&I, because they know where to show up. And that's my experience. That's just not my opinion. I've seen people, and I've been at an H&I, and I've had people come up to me at a meeting and say, you might not remember me, but I was in such and such a facility at this time, and you brought a meeting in, or you spoke, and you gave me hope. That right there is the reward. To know that not that it was me, but it was I was a vessel for Narcotics Anonymous, and that I carried a clear message to somebody, and that is powerful to me, you know. So I think that is the importance of service work, is, like, not just coming here and taking a seat, but to, like, be useful, to be helpful, and to carry the light, the hope that so many of us need to see in the darkness. That's all I have. Thanks.